You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
When 9/11 volunteer first responders...
I've never seen a restaurant say, don't bring your screaming kids in here.
You need to build up their organization.
I am heartened by the clear, unequivocal condemnation of this...
fail.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Taking your ass to the edge of reality since 1990. The world famous Phil Hendry Show, a talk show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch. And where we take you places no other talk show can. And welcome back to our program. We do thank Doug Danger for being with us in our first hour. Coming up this hour, we have Father James McQuarters. Father McQuarters is with Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, but the father is in Florida, I believe, right? Yeah, he's in Gainesville. We're going to talk to him in a moment to be talking with us about Terry Jones and the burning of the Quran. And really, the strength of Christianity in our country as we head into this new century, this new millennium. 877-876-PHIL, the number, and of course our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, the right arm of the Phil Hendry Show, the right arm of judgment. Just go over and grab a backstage pass and get with it, man, because we've got live streaming video, live streaming audio. We've got downloads every day of the show. We have downloads of our pre-show rants. We've got downloads of our classics, of the show that we do each and every day. We have an archive second to none of radio material. Really, and I say this with the most humility that I can muster, this is the only radio show that is worthy of having its material archived. There's a lot of great radio shows, but you don't want to listen to the guy's show again. You heard it today. It's a great show, right? This is the only show on the radio dial in the world worthy of being archived because people want to hear it again and again. PhilHendryShow.com. That's PhilHendryShow.com. Father James McQuarters is going to join us here from Gainesville, Florida. And in Gainesville, Florida right now, Father, I know you're down there like a lot of people are to see whether or not this Terry Jones, the pastor of this tiny Florida church, is going to burn the Quran, correct?
As far as we know, yes, it's on. And Terry Jones, that is Reverend Jones, said that it's on. And he said as recently as today that this burning of the Quran, this statement, which is designed to say that Islam, the religion of Islam, is a gutter religion, is a devil's religion, and it's a religion that is not worthy of a free society like America. That this is his point of view. And I wanted to tell you that Pastor Jones today was interviewed by the media, and I do have some clips here. This is Pastor Jones saying that the Quran burning event is, as of this morning, when he made the statement, still on.
As you can imagine, we have received very, very much pressure in the direction of canceling the event. As of this time, we have no intention of canceling. We have also, I believe what has sometimes escaped the news media, we have also received quite a bit of support.
You can hear there that, by the way, Phil, that Reverend Jones is not the most educated man. He said, we've received very much, it's very much on, and he said, escaped, which is, pronouncing the word escape, is typical of people that have not had proper literacy training. Now, here's Pastor Jones. Says that he's not moving forward with this event. Not moving forward with the event would be the wrong course of action.
Our burning of the Quran is to call the attention that something's wrong. So something is wrong. It is possibly time for us in a new way to actually stand up, confront terrorism. So as of right now, we are not convinced that backing down is the right thing. So on September the 11th, we shall continue with our planned event.
Again, you can hear that the literacy of this man is in question because he said September and so, and there was quite a bit of stuttering. This is House Minority Leader John Boehner cautioning against the Quran burning in an interview on ABC News.
Just because you have a right to do something in America does not mean it is the right thing to do. We're a nation of religious freedom. We're also a nation of tolerance. And I think in the name of tolerance, people ought to really think about the kind of actions they're taking. Well, listen, I just think that it's not wise to do this in the face of what our country really represents.
And here is Hillary Clinton as she speaks out against the violence.
I am heartened by the clear, unequivocal condemnation of this disrespectful, disgraceful act that has come from American religious leaders of all faiths, from evangelical Christians to Jewish rabbis, as well as secular U.S. leaders and opinion makers.
All right, so Pastor Rennick, Father McQuarters, I'm talking to Pastor William Rennick. We had also David Casanova on.
This is the Catholic priest.
Right, I understand that. And thank you for being there in Gainesville, Florida, as you give us this report, Father McQuarters. What is your take on all of this?
Well, Bill, it's difficult for me to speak. I'm trying to be as objective as I can. At the same time, I'm trying to give people hope and a sense that America, for all of its religious freedom, is still going to remain primarily a country of Christian, of Judeo-Christian value. Now, I understand that there might be some people who would be uncomfortable with that view, but I do believe that fundamentally in America we have the Judeo-Christian ethic as it was founded. I speak tonight to you, Phil, not as a Catholic priest. I speak tonight to you more as a Christian, that we have failed. And I say that speaking to you from a small southern town where they are about to burn a Koran to try to stoke the flames, if you will, of a passionate Christian movement in our country. But I think we failed. And I think we failed, Phil, because we have shown the wrong face to the world in Christianity. As long as we are showing the face of a rural Christianity, and by a rural Christianity, what I mean is an angry and a spitting kind of a Christianity, an angry Christianity, a Christianity that stalks the front of the church like a caged tiger and holds the book high, and does a lot of things that make people think that America's brand of Christianity is more of a hayseed kind of a brand of Christianity. And
all right, so you're saying that Christianity has failed. Why?
Well, I think we see that the Islamic religion has made inroads. The Islamic religion now has more mosques in this country than ever before. We also see that we have more young people interested in Islam. And to the point of that, more white southern Christians are turning toward the Islamic faith.
And you're kidding.
No, this is the statistic that I wanted more than anything else to point out, and that I know that Terry Jones is familiar with as well as Fred Phelps. More white southern Christians are embracing Islamic beliefs than ever before. This is something I don't think that anybody would ever have imagined possible 10, 15, 20 years ago. But we do see this happening.
Well, all right, the reason why you say that people are turning away from Christianity and embracing Islam is because of a rural face to Christianity.
Well, as long as we have these people like Terry Jones, and I just spoke to Terry this afternoon, he's a good man. I think he's a well-meaning man. But I told him, I said, you're doing this, is going to yet again show to the world the face of a rural Christianity, a real hayseed thing. And he laughed. He said, well, you're like I'm tying my pants with a rope. I said, you can laugh if you want to, but I think that's what a lot of people think, that this is nothing more than an American version of Christianity where you tie your pants up with a rope and where you go to church barefoot, don't you know? I said to him, if you had any consideration there, that would be one. And then, of course, there's Fred Phelps and that group that he leads, and they think they're funny, but they're not, saying that God hates fags and this kind of thing. So we failed. I failed. As a member of the Christian heresy, I have failed. And we failed because we've got too many people embarrassed by this kind of thing, thinking that to be a Christian in America is to be sleeping in a pen with a pig, you know. or wearing a straw hat or this kind of thing.
So the face of American Christianity is that, I didn't know that. I mean, I'm not the most religious guy in the world, but to say that the face of American Christianity is a rural thing. It is the Terry Jones thing. It's the Fred Phelps thing.
That is correct. Most people around the world see, and in America, see Christianity as something that is swinging on a tire. And so people, especially Southern whites, have grown tired of that image and are rushing to embrace Islam. And it's a failure. It is a failure on the part of myself and others.
877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Father James McQuarters about, well, we're talking to him about the Quran burning in Gainesville, Florida. We're talking to him about the mosque in New York. We're talking to him about Christianity versus, does it have to be Christianity versus Islam? Can it be Christianity and Islam?
You know, Phil, I wish it could be, but I don't think it can be, because Christianity, we've worked long and hard to put the roots down of the Christian faith in America. We worked long and hard. There's an awful lot of money that's been spent. There's an awful lot of time and trouble that's been taken. A lot of people have put in a lot of hours. We've got enormous expenditures, as I mentioned, of material, as well as money, as well as man hours, in creating the Christian faith in America. And along comes this man who's going to put his mosque in New York. And how do we respond to it? We don't respond. We burn a Quran here. We Bible thump. We've got Fred Phelps. It's a failure, Phil. It's a failure. And the only thing we can do now is hope and pray. And I hope and pray that the day comes when Islam becomes as embarrassing to its adherents as Christianity has become to its adherents, and that people begin to reject Islam.
Well, you're saying that people are rejecting Christianity and embracing Islam because Christianity is embarrassing. And you're primarily saying that because of the Southern Church, correct?
That is correct.
All right, but that is not to say... what about Northern Christians? What about Catholics? What about Baptists, Northern Baptists, as opposed to Southern Baptists? You see what I'm saying? So there's people who practice the Christian faith.
Yes, but we're seeing this exodus from the Southern Church, you see.
Are you saying that you're seeing an exodus of white Christians from the Southern Church to the Islamic faith? I understand. Are they all black?
No. I'm saying a lot of them are black, but many of them, in fact, most now, the percentage is higher among whites. You see what I'm saying? I heard the young man on your program last week who said he's got a mosque in Nashville, Tennessee. And at the mosque in Nashville, Tennessee, now you see a lot of white men, whereas before you might have seen just black men. But now you drive by a mosque in Nashville, Tennessee, you're going to see a crowd of white men going in there and practicing Islamic faith. So that's the part that I think is worrisome.
That traditional Southern white Christian males...
Men and women, yes.
Are joining the Islamic faith. And as a result, you see Christianity failing. That's quite a statement from a Catholic priest or otherwise that Christianity has failed in the West.
Well, Phil, I pray that is not going to be a permanent condition. I pray that it will turn around. I pray, and I pray fervently, that Islam will someday look as ridiculous as Terry Jones. I don't know how, and I don't know when. But for now, I've got to just step back and watch as this whole thing that so many of us put in so much time and effort over the many, many years, and we watch as this whole thing goes, pardon my expression, but I think it still goes to hell in a handbasket because of the...
Because you say that they lost touch with the Christian faithful.
And that, and these Muslims... pushing their weight around, you know.
All right, 877, pushing their weight around, 877-876-PHIL, talking to Father James McQuarters about the Islamic faith winning the battle, as he says, against Christianity in America, because the face of Christianity in America is that of a sort of a Southern Christian, the Terry Jones type, the Fred Phelps type. He's saying that white Christians themselves are fleeing the Christian church and embracing Islam. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
A lot of white men.
Phil Hendry.
With us here is Father James McCordis from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. We're discussing here, kind of in an overall sense, Christianity and its influence, its position in American society. And Father McCordis, I think you're the first person I've heard say, the first person of the cloth to say that it appears America, the American Christian clerics are losing the battle. What do you mean?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that, Phil, is more that the battle for the hearts, the minds, and the most important battle of all, when it comes to the Christian faith and the gospel according to Jesus Christ, of course, is the battle for the soul. And that we've lost the battle for the soul of the American people. The soul that is to share in the blood of the Lamb and to share in the sacrifice that Jesus made for all mankind. And that those people instead would rather embrace a new faith, the Islamic faith. And to me, that's a defeat that is born in our own failures. The failure of the Southern Baptist.
So you're singling out Southern Baptists, and some people may say, well, maybe it's the failure of Catholic priests and this scandal in the Catholic Church having to do with child molestation.
I can see why they'd say that, but I think it's much, much worse has been the ridiculous, clownish face put on the religion by the Southern Church. If you were to say to me...
In other words, you think a guy like Terry Jones burning the Koran is worse for the image of Christianity than a child-molesting priest?
I know that it's difficult to grasp, but I do. I do, yes. I think molesting children is an evil. It is an evil that knows no parallel. It is an evil that knows, but as bad as that is, this clown clowning it up on a Sunday with a big hairdo and burning the Quran, that pushes it over the edge.
What do you mean by clowning it up?
I mean that I think there's a lot of the Southern Church, a lot of the pastors, the reverends, and so forth, the Southern Church, that do a clown act, and I don't know how else to put it, but they clown it, they've got jokes, the big hair and this ridiculous thing that they do.
I haven't seen the big hair in a long time. I mean, you see a lot of guys that are a lot more contemporary, you know.
Phil, it sounds to me like you're taking their side against my side.
I have to say that molesting children and priests molesting children, that's a terrible, terrible scandal. And if Christianity is driving people from the ranks to the embrace of Islam, white Southern Christians, you say, most of all...
Well, that's just it. There's not Catholics. Those are white Southern Christians that are becoming Muslim because of the clown act down there, not because of the Catholic priest.
I still say that it's a far, far worse thing. 877-876-PHIL. With Father James McCordis, here is Adam. Go ahead, Adam. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
First of all, I sympathize with the organization there in Gainesville that wants to do this. I don't agree with it, but there is a part of me that does. We as a society here have gotten so PC that it's wrong
what does
to
that
be...
Mean? That doesn't mean anything. What does that mean, you sympathize, but you don't agree?
Well, I would like to burn the book, the Quran also. I don't agree with it. And I don't like what it... And to me, it's a cult. It's not a religion. It doesn't preach.
Well, did you say... So what Terry's going to be doing this week, you agree with?
What part of it? I can't hear you that well. What part of it do I agree with?
I said you agree with him doing this, right?
I'm sorry, I can't.
What? Do you have your radio turned up, sir? Do you have your radio turned up?
No, actually, I have it on zero.
Okay, we're getting that reverb or that, and I want that fixed. So I'm telling my hold on for a minute. I'm telling my staff that I want that feedback fixed. That's the third time that I'm hearing that. I don't want to hear that on any more calls. All right, go ahead, Adam. Yeah, it is.
What I agree with, to me, that Islam is more of a cult than a religion. It doesn't teach what a religion should teach. It teaches too much violence.
Winning the fight. They're winning the battle, you see. And you know why they're winning the battle? You know why they're getting more Christians, such as yourself, a white man living in the South, because of the clown act? You know the Southern Christian
No, it's because we're doing away with Christianity in this country.
No, everybody's no, running because somewhere the clown,
else.
Because of the clown act.
They even want to take God off their
you
money.
You know what I'm saying? No. You're missing my point. All of those jackasses that are dancing around in front of that church, you can't do that anymore, you know, Jack?
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Father James McCorders joins us as we talk about the Christian religion and what he calls the losing battle to Islam. Now, the last gentleman that we had on the line, when you said that the Christians were leaving the Southern Church because of what they perceive to be a rural image that's almost clownish, he said it's because they're not preaching the gospel, or that they're not sticking up for Christianity. There wasn't anything there saying inherently the churches themselves are wrong.
Well, I think the gentleman is misinformed, Phil. Because as I said, I spoke to Terry Jones today, and I told you as he was speaking to the press, Terry Jones said, and I will quote you. He said, "So this September." So he didn't pronounce September. Then he said, "We're escaping." So that sounds illiterate. And then the final note that I made here was that he said something along the lines of, "We're going to places where we had been gone." So that, in other words, his grammar was fractured. The literacy there is very borderline. And, of course, when you put that together with burning a Quran, the effect on the image is one of a almost vaudevillian, almost a caricature of itself. And so more and more white Christian men are leaving and are hungry for a new faith, and they found out it's Islam.
You're talking about the preacher there not speaking properly. I don't know if that's illiteracy or if that's just nerves.
No, but he did it more than once. It might have been nerves, but he did it more than once. He said, "September." And then he said, "Escape," and I've got to escape, and I've got a lot of things that you hear illiterate people do.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, talking about Christianity and Islam, and is Islam winning the war for souls? Here's Garrett in Santa Monica, listening on KTLK. Garrett, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
All right, first of all, I don't know where this guy is getting his information from. This sounds entirely self-serving to me. It sounds like an opinion only.
No, I'm a Catholic priest, sir. I would not want, certainly as a Catholic priest, I don't want to give the impression that Christianity is somehow failing.
The connection is terrible
in its embrace.
Right now. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Gainesville, Florida, and I'm here to witness this ridiculous expression by Reverend Jones.
Okay, two things let me cite here. You're saying, first of all, people are migrating from the church because they're embarrassed of an outside perspective of how, like, they wear jeans that are tied with ropes and hats, and they have a they're hayseeds. Like,
an early 20th
century, like, stereotype. That's ridiculous.
No, sir, not if you look at the fact that most of this kind of exhibitionist religion, such as this Gainesville, Florida Quran burning, is once again located in the southeast, which is, as you have often heard...
Are you talking to me from, like, a jack-in-the-box speaker right now?
I think your phone...
From Florida. You work in a jack-in-the-box with that mentality. There's no way...
That's fine.
...can think this way.
That's fine. You can say what you'd like, sir. But you ask people when they see Jimmy Swaggart tied Craig on television, and when you see these ridiculous people with the 900-foot Jesus, you tell me whether that is a modern religion or whether that is taken from the swamps of the South.
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about the guy that's burning the Quran?
I'm talking about all of those clowns. It's a clownish, ridiculous image. Well, all right,
okay,
you can laugh if you want, but we're losing the faith. We're losing the faith.
In every religion. There are clowns every religion.
Is that right? Name one. Go ahead, name one.
Name what? One.
Go ahead. Name a clown rabbi.
Name what? Sure. A clown in the Muslim religion?
You know, this guy is criticizing me, and he's got crap in his ears. And
take it easy, will you? Take it easy, will you?
No, this guy's got more crap. You got crap in your ears. Why don't you pull the crap out of
your
head? Take your head. Take your head out of your mother's womb.
You don't know.
Take your head out of your mother's womb. I know. I'm here. You're there. I'm here. I'm here. You're there. I'm here.
If somebody burns the Quran, we defend it. If somebody burns the Bible, we defend it. It doesn't matter what book it is.
I don't let anyone defend. I don't let anyone burn the Bible. And no one will burn the Bible in front of me.
Who cares if somebody burns the Bible?
I care. I care. I care. If someone burns the Bible in front of me, they better run.
You know what?
I want to see people
are running away from Christianity. You, all my people.
I am. Not the clown
the
down
hazy.
There, but me.
You're the hazy.
I am.
Exactly
I'm
what
hazy.
You're talking about is you.
So you want to see them burn a Bible. And you'd stand there and watch as the Bible is burned. That's what you do. I wouldn't. I would say I better see your ass and your elbows. But you...
I don't even know what to say to you. I don't even know.
You,
like,
would
you are ridiculous.
You, know you don't have anything to say. You don't have.
Ridiculous.
You have said nothing
you know
but insulting.
You
You've said nothing.
You
made no
point.
You
need to read any book. You're terrible.
Any book?
You need, you're,
all right.
You're illiterate.
All right.
You talk about other people that
I
are illiterate.
I did read
the
book. I did. Jewish sports heroes.
That's you.
Yes.
You're terrible.
No. I did read a book. Jewish sports legends.
All right, good night.
All right, thank you very much. 877-876, I don't know whether the father... Are you still there, father?
Yes, but I put it on hold because I couldn't stand...
Well, I mean, first of all, the guy couldn't hear you.
I'm speaking as loud as I can, and he's acting like he doesn't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying to him and I'm saying to everyone listening, these clowns down here... And I know a lot of them, and they're very good personal friends of mine. Terry Jones, I love him. And I love Fred Phelps. And I know what Fred's going for. But it's not working. And in the meantime, the Islamic faith is drawing more and more people away from the Christian faith, more and more good quality white men. And I don't...
What does that mean, good quality white men?
I'm telling you that the Islamic faith is now not only bringing... African-American men, but also white men, into their faith. And meanwhile, I've got this guy that I just spoke with who's jumping up. He's hopped up on something. And
well, that's what he thought of you, quite frankly, Father. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Susan. Susan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Father James McCorders. Go ahead, please.
I have to disagree with you on what you're saying about... Christians running to Islamic faith and turning from their own belief to Islamic belief.
I wished I was wrong, ma'am.
I know you are wrong, because those who are actually founded in their faith and are true believers and Christian believers, they will not change their faith. Because they're
How do you know? How do you know? How
because
do you know?
I am one, and I know a lot of those Christians that are in the South that you are talking
well,
about.
But you don't know whether they are firmly rooted in their belief or not.
You can't move.
You don't know whether they're firm, but you don't know how firmly rooted in their beliefs they are. Or do you propose that you're God? I don't think you do.
He tells us not to have confidence in men to begin with. He says we have to put our confidence in him and not in man. And some of the things that you were saying to this other
I'm
man,
a priest,
and you're thinking he's hyped up on something, and
he's
actually
hopped up
he
on
was
something.
Making a lot of sense.
Of course he makes sense to you, because you think that you know the heart of other people. You think, I know they're not going to change to Christianity, go to Islam, because I know them. Well,
excuse
I didn't know
me.
That you knew that, well, you see, you're playing God. I'm a priest. So I
no,
already
I'm
went through the seminary.
God. I'm saying
and
that they
I'm closer
true
to God.
Christians truly rooted in
you.
Their faith are not going to be moved either way. And you
right,
can get
but
all
how many of them are
and
how many of them
said,
are there?
But it's not
how many
to
of them
it.
Are there? How many of them are there? And how do you know who they are?
I don't count
and
them
how?
All. But God knows.
All right, but you don't.
No, I don't know how many
right.
there are.
So how do you know I'm wrong? I'm looking at statistics, just cold, dry statistics that I got from the...
You're saying a lot of things that is based on just
I
your
got
opinion.
This. No, statistics. Numbers don't lie. I've got the statistics right here from the National Register. We've got more quality white people leaving the Christian, the Southern Christian religion and going to Islam than ever before.
Now, what do you mean the National Register? What is that?
This lady has given me opinion. I've given her numbers. She's given me a fairy tale. I'm telling her history. She's talking to me about what she wishes. I'm telling her what I just saw.
Excuse me.
I'm telling her I saw the ball go out of the ball yard, and she's saying, oh, I hope he strikes him out. Well, guess what? He didn't.
Is this just members of churches, or is this actual Christians that you've got numbers on? Because I don't think you have a number that would
be... Wait a minute. When you say actual Christians, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, you don't really know if they're really Christians. Christians or just in that church.
I have a question.
I'm saying that these are members of a church, a Christian church, that
are
they are lock, stock, and barrel saying goodbye Christianity, hello Muhammad.
Christianity.
Right.
Are you supposed to be a father of a church? I'm a Christian.
I'm a priest. I'm a Catholic priest.
You're a Catholic priest.
That is correct.
And you're very opinionated in the things that you're saying, and you're talking that it's wrong for. Did you say it was wrong for Terry to burn the Bible, burn the Quran?
I said that he's going to kill our ability to retain Christian souls. He's going to drag more and more people away to the Islamic faith with that clown act of his. I told him today, and I like Terry, and I know him, and I said, you're a good man, and I said, you've got a great church, and I said, but if you insist on playing the Ringling Brothers thing today, or next week, I meant, I said, forget it. He said, watch me.
So you're on the phone tonight giving your bigoted... comments, you're becoming more of a clown than Terry ever thought of being by your comments tonight.
I can't be bigoted. You're not black.
How you are acting on here tonight.
You're being racist against me.
Supposed to be a man of God. You're another one of those who are driving people who could become actual Christians into Muslim faith.
What is Muslim?
Islamic faith.
No, you said Muslimic.
Muslim and Islamic faith.
Right. No. Terry's the guy, and so's this Phelps. There's a couple more of them, and I've been on the phone with these guys. I said, you're killing whatever chance we've got of retaining the Christian soul in the Christian church. And they said, well, we're trying to do that. I said, what you're doing is you're showing the world on YouTube, and you know it's going to be on YouTube, burning the Quran. You look like a bunch of Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey clowns.
And they don't look any better than you do tonight, because you actually are one of those persons they're of the Christian faith, because what it represents. We get enough bad publicity. The true Christians, true believers, they do not agree with the things that are going on out there that are giving a bad name to the Christian churches or the Christian people.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. But you gave a bad name tonight when you said the Muslimic faith, because then people are going to think that you're not educated. They're going to think you're not educated.
There's no such thing as Muslimic.
You said Muslimic. That doesn't exist.
All right. So the lady misspoke, okay? What is the story with you, Father? I mean, you're nitpicking everything here. She's trying to say that why do we have to start proclaiming failure and defeat when it hasn't even happened yet?
I'm telling you, and I'm telling the young lady, but I talked to Terry today. I said, Terry, do yourself a favor. Go to the movies next week. Go to a ball game. Anything. Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
I'm not that young, and I'm not that uneducated, I can assure you.
Yes, but you said Muslimic, and that people are going to go,
the
there
way
we go.
You understood
There's another
it.
One.
That's she said the words right. I'm going to take a break. Thank you very, very much, Susan, for your call tonight. 877-876-PHIL. What is your point here? It sounded like you were haranguing that woman.
I'm not talking about haranguing. I'm trying to let this young lady know, that we are at war, and we're at war against the Muslimic. Well, not Muslimic. See, she's got me thinking Muslimic now. You see how insidious it is that we're at war against the Muslim. Well, you know something, I don't even know that young lady, but I curse the day that God allowed her to live.
And why would you say that?
Because of the Muslimic that she said.
And it's Islam.
No, she didn't.
Forget about what she said. What is it you're trying to say?
what I'm trying to say on this program this evening is that we have a challenge to try to save as many souls for Christianity and not have them go to the Muslimics. God, I hate you. I got to take a break.
All right, 877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-
listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Muslimic.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Father James McCorders has joined me as we talk about the forthcoming burning of the Quran in Central Florida, in North Central Florida, by Terry Jones, a pastor of a church in Gainesville, Florida. He has said that they're going to burn the Quran on September the 11th. Let me ask you this, Father, before we go to some more phone calls. Obviously, Reverend Jones is getting quite a bit of publicity out of this. He's getting quite a bit of notoriety out of this. And I dare say that he's getting converts. So why is that a bad thing? You're saying that this is the kind of thing that is driving people away.
Phil, I think you make a good point. I would not argue with it that there are those of a like mind, a type of a mind, that would find what Terry is going to be doing next week an attractive thing, a statement of Christian solidarity, a statement of God's will, as well it might be. I'm not saying that burning a Quran is necessarily the wrong thing to do. I am saying that when you do anything like that, and you are located south of Georgia, let's say, which, if you think of Florida, you're really thinking of the southernmost state other than Hawaii, but in the contiguous United States, Florida's about the southernest state you can get. You're even further south than Alabama, and you've got to think about that.
And I'm thinking about that. What's your point?
What's my point?
Yeah, what is your point? So he's burning a Quran that you say you don't necessarily disagree with.
He's burning it in Gainesville, Florida. He's burning it in Gainesville, Florida. So what the man is doing is not only burning the Quran, he's burning it. Let me give you a hint, Phil, okay? Deep in the heart. You know the song?
Deep in the Heart of Texas?
No, the one Deep in the Heart of Dixie.
No, it's Dixie is deep in the heart of Texas. In other words, he's down south.
Way down south, that's exactly right. And it would be perceived as a bigoted act against the religion of Islam, as opposed to an enlightened act done by a northern religious constituency. And I hate to be a bigot, but that's what the young lady called me. But you know what? I thought she was wrong when she said it. Now I know she's right.
Oh, now you agree with her.
Yes, I do.
Great. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call now. Here is Larry in Mobile, Alabama, listening to us on WAVH. Go ahead, Larry. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Good.
I'm perplexed at this father because he says he doesn't necessarily disagree with the burning of the Quran, but my Holy Bible tells us that you shall not offend. And so if this right. burning of Quran offends, why does he not disagree? Are you reading the same Holy Bible?
Of course I'm reading the same Holy Bible. Of course I'm reading the same Holy Bible.
Well, why is it that...
But I may be a better reader than you, too, you know. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is I'm able to define and to interpret through the parables and the gospel that Jesus, and through the Holy Spirit, would say to us, render to Caesar that which is Caesar's, and to God that which is God's. And we also know, of course, that he threw the money changers out of the temple. So if to burn the Quran is to throw the money changers from the temple, then I agree with that. But what I don't agree with is this, what's the song, Phil? God, I wish I know the song.
What song, man?
I have another one.
It's,
I just don't understand. You made
away,
a statement.
Away down south in Dixie, that's it.
Well, you made a statement that if someone burned a Bible in front of you, they would be have to elbows or whatever you said. But I'll tell you this,
yes.
That when the priest approached Jesus, when they approached Jesus to be arrested and Peter cut off one of the ears, Jesus told him, I don't need you to defend me. So why do you need to defend the Bible if it's burned? Because the Bible tells us, right, the law should be written in your heart.
Well, now, wait just a second. A minute ago, you don't want me defending the Bible, but a minute ago, you're all defending the Quran. So something's got to give here.
No, wait a minute. This young man is quoting Scripture, which I appreciate very much, Larry. So he's got his Bible out, and he's giving you line and verse what the Bible says about burning a Quran, what the Bible says about, you know, burning or rather defending the Bible, you know.
Yes, but you see, Larry is a Southern Christian. I'm a Catholic.
Well, see, there you go, segregating Christians. Yeah. Where is the love in segregating Christians? Why are you segregating
Christians? I'm not doing that, but is it possible, just possible, that I don't read the Bible anymore? No, it isn't. I do read the Bible, but I forget it a lot more readily than guys like you. So what I'm trying to say is...
Phil Hendry.